Question for you, Dr. Jolly. Patient with a very large tumor, high V20, high V5, really too large to irradiate up front. What would be your preferred approach? Still stage 3B, but would you want chemo, chemo-immuno alone? And then what would be your criteria for then coming in with chemo-rads and potentially durva? Or are you agnostic on how what approach is used as long as the tumor shrinks?
Well, I think, I guess if we have, going back, we don't routinely do PD-L status on these patients, so we would likely just do chemotherapy and see how the response is. But I guess if you have NGS testing, you may want to, do something more specific to the patient. But yeah, ultimately getting the tumor down enough so we can do radiation and then follow it up with durva.
And presumably some of these patients may have made it onto Pacific since it did allow some induction. It wasn't absolute
right exclusion.
Jody, what's your preferred approach when you have a big, bulky tumor and the radiation? Oncologists are sort of throwing up their hands in horror.
So I think the right answer is probably chemotherapy, but Corey, as you've shown, like adding immunotherapy to chemotherapy improves response rate.
So right? I would probably do both.
So I'd probably do both. And exactly.
And then hopefully with shrinkage, hand it off to the radiation oncologist, continue chemo during it. And frankly, if a PEM-carbo regimen's working, it's non-squamous, I would continue that. If it's squamous, probably a taxane carbo regimen. And yes, that's a situation where I would consider durva afterwards. I think that patient meets the spirit, if not the actuality of the study.